I think, for example, in terms of the pay of TDs, it has been tied to the principal officer's grade for quite some time now, for quite a number of years. I think that's the right thing to do. I think if politicians get into a competition as to who can bid lower, then I think that would be detrimental to politics in general. And I think ultimately would lead to more wealthier people becoming politicians, or wealthier parties with external sources of funding supporting their members, as against independent TDs who get elected on their own, or smaller parties who don't have the resources that some parties in this House have. Some parties in this House are far wealthier than others.
Thank you,
Taoiseach. And I think there has to be a proper proportionate approach to the payment of public representatives, in my view, that guarantees the independence of this House from external influences, and that enables people to be elected here who can. I think the idea of
politicians way over time,
competing
please.
With each other, competing.
Please, Deputy Murphy.
The idea of people competing.
Deputy Murphy, contain yourself.
No, I'm not saying
Deputy
that at all.
Doherty,
I'm talking about deputies.
Please,
and
deputies.
No,
please,
no.
Deputy Michael Lowry. Deputy Pierce Doherty,
office,
please.
Your constituency office is well.
Please. Deputy Michael Lowry. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. Resume your seat, Deputy. What?
There is a serious statement made which would be amount to illegality by the teacher here, because he cannot defend the situation when on one hand he is cutting payments for pop recipients who are travelling abroad, and then stand over the defence of your own payment and pay the super duty.
You're out of order, Deputy. Deputy, you're out of order. Deputy, you are out of order. Deputy, please resume your seat. Deputy Doherty, please resume your seat. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. Resume your seat.
I'm asking you to protect me in this chamber. The Taoiseach has made a very serious allegation in relation to the funding of my constituency office as a member of this House representing the people of Donegal, suggesting that it is funded through illegal sources. You said it is funded from America, which would be illegal in this jurisdiction to fund the operation.
Well, okay, sit down. Resume your seat, please. Taoiseach, will you resume your seat? Will you resume your seat? Taoiseach, do you wish to clarify that matter?
I make no allegation in terms of you doing anything illegal whatsoever, but I do note it has been publicly said that there was American support of Sinn Féin constituency offices in Donegal. If you're saying there was absolutely none, I'll accept your clarification of that, but it was publicly stated. On the record, people saying that they thanked the beneficiaries who helped them to develop the office and so on. Just as, by the way...
Thank you, Taoiseach. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. Please, Deputy. Please. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. Deputy Michael Lowry, please. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, please.
A scurrilous statement, because you cannot stand up and defend the indefensible. You've just voted to allow to...
Deputy, we can't have a debate. We can't have a debate. Deputy Pierce Doherty, please. We cannot... No, there's no point of... Resume your seat a minute. Please. No, there's no point. Just wait a second. Just wait a second, Taoiseach, please. Now, look, if you're unhappy with what the Taoiseach has said, write a letter of complaint and the matter will be dealt with. Taoiseach, you have a point of order. What is it?
It was on the order of business in terms of how the schedule will proceed. It was not in relation to any specific motion in particular, a specific social...
Deputy Michael Lowry is now called, please.